If you've been dealing with depression, chronic stress, weight gain, gut issues, or a high ACE score from your childhood, this is for you. I'm Madonna Guy. I've had over 30 years' experience as a naturopath and kinesiologist here in Australia. What I'm about to explain is the missing biological link behind why so many people do all the right things for their mental health and still don't feel better. So let's break it down. The reality no one talks about is that most people with long-term depression or early life trauma experience have changes in their vagal nerve function. They have changes in their inflammation in their body and how to deal with it, their gut integrity, their metabolic regulation, their appetite and their weight, and their stress hormones. These aren't separate issues. They're one interconnected system breaking down under chronic stress. And this is why depression often comes with stubborn weight gain, low energy, gut problems, poor stress tolerance, brain fog, inflammation. This is biology, not personal failure. People are already doing at least three to seven things generally for their depression. They're often trying therapy and exercise or meditation, antidepressants. They're trying to get better sleep. They're making dietary changes and reducing alcohol. They're reaching out for social support, taking lots of supplements, and trying all sorts of stress reduction practices. These are all helpful. But they work top down, trying to influence the mood through thoughts, behavior, or coping. What they don't address is the bottom-up biology that trauma disrupts. And that's why so many people say, I'm doing everything right, but nothing is changing. So let's chat about the vagus nerve gut brain loop. Your vagus nerve is the communication highway between your gut and your brain. So low vagal tone equals low mood, low motivation, poor digestion, inflammation, and metabolic slowdown. But here's the key. Vagal tone is heavily influenced by gut health, inflammation, and metabolic hormones. This is where the incretin system kicks in. The incretin system is the missing biology, and it's got about 14 years of research associated with them, which is really exciting. So the incretin hormones are GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP. Technically not GLP-2, but for this purpose, we'll whack it in amongst those other peptides. These little guys help to regulate your appetite and blood sugar, your inflammation, your gut barrier strength, your energy balance, and your gut-brain signaling. Chronic stress, trauma, and inflammation can blunt these pathways, a state called incretin resistance, not insulin resistance, incretin resistance. So when incretin signaling is impaired, the body struggles with weight regulation, cravings, blood sugar stability, gut integrity, inflammation, and mood regulation. This is the biological loop that the top 10 depression strategies don't reach. So now let's look at why GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP are so exciting. So it's in a little product called TriGLP. GLP-1 supports appetite regulation, insulin sensitivity, inflammation reduction, and neuroprotection. GIP improves metabolic flexibility and energy balance, and GLP-2 helps to strengthen the gut lining and supports gut-brain axis. Individually powerful, together transformational. So this is the new frontier, the triple pathway support with TriGLP. Emerging triple pathway approaches activate GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP simultaneously. Early research suggests that they may support metabolic health more deeply than GLP-1 alone. That's things like Ozempic. They reduce systemic inflammation. They strengthen the gut barrier. They support vagal function. They enhance gut-brain communication and help the breakdown, help break the depression, inflammation, metabolic loop. This is the biological territory that therapy, medication, exercise, and supplements haven't reached at this point. Not because these tools don't work, and not because they don't target the root cause, but because they don't target the root metabolic gut nervous system circuitry shaped by trauma and chronic stress. So, if you've been doing everything right and still struggling with depression, weight gain, inflammation, gut issues, low vagal tone, chronic stress, and trauma-related symptoms, it's not because you're failing. It's because you've been missing a key biological system that connects mood, metabolism, gut health, and nervous system regulation. We're finally entering an era where these systems are understood as one. So that's why GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP pathways are so exciting, not as quick fixes, but as powerful tools that complement everything you're already doing for your mental health. I'm Madonna Guy. If you found this entertaining and interesting, please share with someone who you know could do with some Tri GLP and who needs to find that other solution for their depression, stress, anxiety, weight gain. Have a fabulous day. Bye all.